This is Jackie from the Educating All Learners Alliance, and today we're speaking to Rachel Brody for 5 minutes with Teach for All. Teach for All's core purpose is to develop collective leadership to ensure all children have the opportunity to fulfill their potential. By 2040, they hope communities in every part of the world are enabling all of their children to have the education, support, and opportunity to shape a better future for themselves and all of us. These communities are inspiring and informing a worldwide movement to achieve this everywhere. Rachel Brody is the head of global resources and partnerships at Teach for All. Her team works to foster partnerships and resources in key priority areas that enable their network to share, learn, and grow with and from the global education community in order to catalyze progress towards their vision and intended outcomes. They do this via key initiatives like inclusive education, climate change education, and education technology and global grant making. Rachel is a teacher at heart. She started her career teaching in Washington, D.C. for 6 years. Before engaging at the national level to focus on equity and special education, and then joining Teach for All to lead the work on inclusive education, which brought her to Teach for All 7 years ago, though her role has evolved since. Joining us today is Rachel Brody. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rachel.
Thanks for having me, Jackie. It's great to be here.
Rachel, I'd love if you can tell us a little bit about your work with Teach for All and the way that they've contributed to inclusive education.
Yes, I'd love to focus really on our inclusive education initiative at Teach for All because there's so much work happening across the global network. As you shared, we're a global network of over 60 different locally run and locally rooted network partners. And across our organization, we're really focused on being locally rooted and globally informed. And so our inclusive education initiative, some of the key areas that we've really worked on is across our network, we're working on learning from the best practices that are happening across our network to better support kids with learning differences and disabilities. And then also looking at the global atmosphere research that's happening so that we're able to kind of inform our network. So we're both sharing learning and informing at the same time. And so one of the ways that we do this is through our Inclusive Education Fellowship, where every year we bring together teachers, teacher coaches, school leaders, and from across our global network who are really interested and invested in both sharing and learning about better supporting kids with learning differences and disabilities. And we bring them together for a fellowship that helps them to really think about equity in education and look at some of the best practices like metacognition, universal design for learning, and culturally sustaining pedagogy in order to kind of think about what that looks like within their own work and then engage in an action research project to do something to improve access and equity in their local education context through the role that they're in.
That's incredible. It sounds like a really tangible experience and everyone involved sounds like they're really leading with an action plan and with something to really put into practice in their community.
Yeah, definitely. That's the goal. That's the big focus on action research is also, although really not only just learning about all of these ideas and learning with and from each other, but then actually having a plan to put something into practice.
Yeah.
And try it out and see how it works and then maybe shift and try something different.
That's awesome. And it's all about testing out the different methods, right? Seeing what sticks.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Can you tell us about, you know, any challenges that Teach for All faces in relation to inclusive education?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's so many different challenges across the different global contexts. One that I've been hearing about recently that I think I'm personally really interested in is we're also launching an educational technology initiative right now is that particularly with a lot of the teachers that I've been talking to, there's so many different ways to be, there's so many resources. We're such a great problem to have. There's so many places to look, particularly in the ed tech space and opportunities to better support young people and really trying to figure out what are the best avenues to use, both low tech and high tech, to be able to better support young people, to be able to reach their goals, particularly thinking about kids who are struggling in the current systems, how can we be using all of these different resources to both reform the systems and also support just at the classroom level? And so I think one of the things we're really thinking about is how to, like, with our global network in this inclusive education community, people who are really invested in this work, how are we curating what's working and what isn't for this network to kind of share and learn with and from each other?
I think that's a really great point. It is like information overload, especially right now. There's so much, and AI is such a big topic in education right now. And how can we, you know, check our biases that are surrounding, you know, the outputs and the algorithms? And there really is so much right now surrounding tech in education. So I think you're definitely not the only one in that area right now, kind of navigating through.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's a huge thing we're thinking about, is particularly, you know, what resources are using, what biases are inherent in them, how are we mitigating for that, where are those solutions coming from? I think it's a whole can of worms that I think we could jump into. Lots of
opportunities. For sure.
Lots of things to navigate.
And along with, you know, challenges, there are also successes, right? So can you share, you know, a success story that you might have on hand, or you know, some general successes that you've been noting over the last few months?
Yeah, I think that related to the fellowship in particular, I think one of the biggest successes we've seen is we've been running versions of this fellowship that have continued to evolve now for over 6 years. And I think that we now have people who have engaged in the fellowship before in all of their different roles, they're coming back as mentors, and they're largely running this fellowship. So it's really being led by our community, a global community that has engaged in this kind of learning. And they're not only contributing to mentoring the new fellows, they're now actually contributing to our course topics and sharing their own examples. And so, I mean, examples, I have millions, I think, like all of these little examples. One that comes to mind that I'm particularly excited about right now is one of our fellows from Peru is a teacher coach and had engaged in the fellowship and was focusing really deeply on metacognition as a tool to really support young people to be able to figure out how they learn and then navigate the environments that they're in from their own with that knowledge to push forward. And I think one of the things he was struggling with was figuring out access to reach more young people. And so he actually was able to develop an app that works with low tech access to be able to share with more of the teachers in his network. And then he's been kind of creating all of these courses that are locally rooted based in the local context and very, very rooted in culturally sustaining pedagogy that also kind of overlaps with all of the research in metacognition to reach more of his community members. And I think this fellow is also a mentor for our current fellow. So it's just been really cool to see how some of these projects have started as this one little idea, but they've actually blown up to something that is reaching so many young people.
That's amazing. It's always really nice and rewarding to see a full circle turnaround. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
And Rachel, how can folks, you know, get involved or stay informed with the work that you're doing over at Teach for All?
Yeah, to stay informed with the work broadly at Teach for All. And as I said, this was just a little glimpse into one tiny part of the work that we're doing with our Inclusive Education Initiative. But I think broadly, if you go on the website at teachforall.org, there's a newsletter. If you go to the publications page, there's lots of different newsletters that you can subscribe to stay up to date with information. And definitely for anyone in the ELA network, I'm always happy to chat. And we have a new leader of our Inclusive Education Initiative who is absolutely amazing. And I would love to put anyone in touch with her or myself to talk about anything in this area.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Rachel. That's it for us today. Thank you to Rachel. And to learn more, you can check out Teach for All's website at teachforall.org. I'm Jackie from ELA, and this was 5 Minutes with Teach for All.